Peter B. Collins News and Comment. It's Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. This is segment two of the podcast where we focus on the confirmation hearings for Trump's wrecking crew. In Washington these days, the Democrats are putting up a lot of bluster. Some of them are asking some tough questions. They're challenging the Republican chairs who are trying to limit any damage that can be visited upon the Trump nominees for what I call the wrecking crew. And we have to begin this by noting the overview, the big picture, because yesterday a new study showed that 2016 was the hottest year on Earth since we started keeping records. And it is the third year in a row where we have set a new record for warming of the planet. So against that fact, we have Trump nominees who have to walk a little bit of a tightrope to win confirmation, because their boss has said, in pandering to the great unwashed in this country and the resource extractors who have a profit motive in denying climate change, well, Trump has pandered to those people by saying it's a hoax that was created by China. Well, yesterday, his nominee for the Interior Secretary job, a congressman from Montana named Ryan Zinke, he said flatly, "I don't believe it's a hoax." In contradicting Trump, he cited Glacier National Park in his home state as a prime example of the efforts of climate change. And still, you know, he waffled a little bit, saying, "Well, you know, I believe it's not a hoax, but I don't know, what we can do about it or what we should do about it, blah, blah, blah." Now, the more pernicious actor is Scott Pruitt, Trump's nominee to run the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And this is a guy who made the same statement as Zinke did. He said, quote, "I do not believe climate change is a hoax." And he stated his belief that the EPA has a very important role in regulating carbon dioxide. But when you look at Scott Pruitt's record, his actions speak much louder than these prefab words that he uttered to try to get confirmed to a job where he'll be part of the wrecking crew. And he's already said that he's only going to enforce regulations as required by law. And that means that he would gut a lot of the regulations that are promulgated just inside the EPA itself. And when you look at his actions over the years as the Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma, a big fracking state, a state where the resource extractors, the energy boys, just get their way no matter what. Well, he filed 14 lawsuits against the EPA as Attorney General of Oklahoma. And I want to thank the people at DSmog Blog. I have linked to their colorful interactive graphic chart, which shows all of the connections of E. Scott Pruitt, the organizations that supported himself, like Murray Energy, Continental Resources, American Energy Partners, in PAC money that flowed to his campaigns for Attorney General of Oklahoma. Then we have his links through ALEC and other groups, ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and also the Republican Attorneys General Association, to the infamous Koch brothers. And so I encourage you to take a look at this, and it'll give you a very clear understanding of who Scott Pruitt is. And he may mouth the words that climate change is not a hoax, but he will pursue actions in direct contradiction of that if he is confirmed. And so far, there may be one withdrawal. I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy who runs Carl's Jr., and who's been named the nominee for Secretary of Labor, he seems to be having second thoughts about whether he wants to fully disclose and whether he wants the job. But it appears that everybody else, including Jeff Sessions, Rex Tillerson, that they will be confirmed. And we're seeing all this posturing from the Democrats, and they're demanding further commitments of recusal from Sessions and people like that. But for the most part, it's all talk, a lot of smoke, and very little substantive action. So let's look at Betsy DeVos. All right, Bernie Sanders asked her point blank, did she get this job because of all the money her family has contributed to Trump and to other Republican campaigns over the years? And her answer was, Well, matter of fact, I think there would be that possibility. No, she bought this job. She has no experience as an administrator. She doesn't even know about some of the loan programs the Department of Education runs. And so when she was asked if guns belong on school campuses by Chris Murphy, the Democratic senator from Connecticut, she said, well, I'll do whatever Trump says. And Murphy asked DeVos if she would back a proposal, which Trump campaigned on, to ban gun-free school zones. That's right. He wants to allow guns on campus. And she said, well, I would imagine that there is probably a gun in some schools, like in Wyoming, to protect the students from potential grizzlies. So, we're going to build policy nationwide based on a rural school where a grizzly bear once got on campus. The idea that the only way we need guns is to protect people from wild animals. And, of course, I don't believe we need guns on campus or armed security guards. I think it will only compound the problems. But when pressed by Murphy, she said, I will support with the president-elect does. And that's not even English from a woman who wants to be Secretary of Education. Now, Jeremy Scahill, the talented muckraker who now works at The Intercept, he knows the DeVos family fairly well. And the reason is that Betsy DeVos has a brother, the infamous mercenary founder of Blackwater, Eric Prince. And the Prince family is wealthy. They merged into the DeVos family. That's Amway. They're all based in Michigan. Holland, which is on the coast there on the west side of Michigan, on Lake Michigan. And Scahill really takes her down. He describes her long public record, religious Christian zealot, doesn't believe in actual separation of church and state, wants public monies funneled into religious schools, and has supported bigoted groups with family foundation money. So one of the things that really caught Scahill's attention as he was watching her hearing is that she denied being a member of the board of directors of the Prince Foundation. That's not Prince, the musician who died last year. The Prince family, that's her maiden name, they're very wealthy. The Prince Foundation gave $5 million to James Dobson's Focus on the Family. That's the right-wing group from Colorado Springs that promotes Bible thumping and gay bashing. And at the hearing yesterday, she said that she has nothing to do with the contributions from the Prince Foundation. And she was asked directly if she was on the board of her mother's foundation during the period in which large donations were made to Focus on the Family, and she said no. But Scahill went on the web, pulled up the 990 tax documents of the Prince Foundation, and found that she's clearly listed as a vice president of the foundation's board, at least as recently as 2014. And so Scahill says he started a tweet storm. This was picked up by members of the Senate who then pressed her more carefully on that. And she said, oh, that's just a clerical error. And who are you going to believe? Scahill also has a piece published the day before. Do I have that right? They published pretty close together about Eric Prince. It's up at The Intercept. I've linked to both of these articles in the show file for today's podcast. And yes, it was Tuesday that Scahill published a piece about Eric Prince and the former founder of Blackwater, who has many bizarre schemes that he either advocates or promotes. Well, Eric Prince has been giving advice to Donald Trump and to his advisor, Steve Bannon. And Prince was a guest frequently on Breitbart News when Steve Bannon was there. He called for a new version of the Phoenix program, the CIA assassination op that we had back during the Vietnam War, to focus on the Islamic State. And he is a real hardliner on what he calls Islamic fascism. Prince now heads up a Hong Kong-based company called Frontier Services Group, and he's trying to build a private air force for hire. He has close ties to Chinese intelligence. I mean, this is pretty devastating stuff. And that's part of the Trump team. Read all about it if you follow the links at peterbcollins.com. Couple of more quickies here. The Obama administration has written 275 briefing papers for the incoming Trump administration's National Security Council, including 1,000 pages of classified material. And nobody on the Obama side knows whether anybody on the Trump side has actually read any of this stuff. The Trump transition at the National Security Council is on its third director. Let's see what his name is. Keith Kellogg, a retired three-star Army general. And so it's been a rocky transition. And this is the group that's supposed to be able to hit the ground running right after Trump lifts his hand from the Bibles that he is taking his oath on. And it doesn't appear that they are ready for prime time. And finally today, Tom Price, who is the demolition expert being brought in to take down Obamacare, is confronting the facts. The Congressional Budget Office, or somebody like that, the CBO, issued a report that in year one of repeal of the Affordable Care Act, 18 million people would lose their insurance. Over 10 years, that number would grow to 32 million. And Tom Price says, nobody's interested in pulling the rug out on your health care coverage. He said, one of the most important things we need to convey to the American people is that nobody's interested in pulling the rug out from under anybody. We believe that it's absolutely imperative that individuals that have health coverage be able to keep health coverage and move, hopefully, to greater choices and opportunities for them to gain the kind of coverage that they want for themselves and for their families. Now, the opportunity to buy health insurance is very different from being able to afford health insurance. And that's a point that was driven home by Senator Bernie Sanders. Thanks for joining me today for my News and Comment podcast. It's fed daily to YouTube. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.